This Mishnah is going to discuss items that if you have a opening that's a Pesach Tefach, a Tefach square, so normally it will allow Tumah to spread from one room to another through such an opening. However, the Amish is going to list a bunch of items that if you place them in the opening that's exactly a Tefach square, they're going to reduce the size of the opening to less than a Tefach. And the Mishnah's list is going to contain items that are either too small to impart Tumah, or too small to be susceptible to Tumah, and therefore, even though in a larger share they would become Tameh or impart Tumah, but in their smaller share, they don't impart Tumah, and they reduce the size of the opening that is a Tefach square. So let's see the Mishnah. Elu mematinas a Tefach. The following items reduce a Tefach square. If you have a window or an opening that's exactly a Tefach square, and you place these items in the opening, it's going to reduce the size of the opening. Pachos mikazayas basar, if you have less than a kazayas basar. So less than a kazayas basar is too small to impart tumah. So if you place it in the window, and memayit, it's going to reduce a opening ayadei roiva atzamais. If you have roiva atzamais, meaning the tumah mace that's in the original room, is coming from a roiva atzamais. So that pachos mikazayas, that less than a kazayas basar, doesn't combine with the atzamais. They're two different items, and therefore, since the pachas mikazayas is too small in itself to impart tumah, it reduces the size of the opening in the window and effectively blocks tumah from spreading. Upachas me etzim kisayra. Similarly, if you have less than a bone the size of a barley corn, so it's too small to impart tumah, memayit, it will reduce the size ayadei kazayas basar. If the tumah in the room is coming from a kazayas basar, again, because these two do not combine, and the etzim kisayra, the pachas me etzim kisayra, is too small to impart tumah, so it reduces the size of the opening. Pachas mikazayas min a mace. The Mishnah repeats, if you have less than a kazayas from a mace, and the Mefarshim say the reason why the Mishnah is repeating it is to teach you that not only does it reduce the size of a window if there's roivat samais in the room, but it really works for any of those items that we mentioned way back in Perek Beis. For example, we mentioned a revius of dam or the rekev. These items that impart tumah, if you have less than a kazayas of basar in the window, which doesn't combine with those items, so then it's not the same substance as those items, then it will reduce the size of the opening. Pachos mikazayas min a nevela. If you have less than a kazayas of a nevela is an animal that died without a proper shechita. So you need at least a kazayas for it to impart tumah. Less than a kazayas, it doesn't impart tumah, and therefore it reduces the opening. Pachos mikadasha min a sheret. Similarly, less than a lentil size of a sheret doesn't impart tumah, therefore reduces the size of the opening. Pachos mikabeya oichlim. If you have less than a kabeya of food, so that's too small to be susceptible to tumah, and therefore reduces the size of the opening. Hatvua shebechaloin. So you have grain growing outside a window. It's not up against the wall, so it's not damaging the wall. But it's growing. It's attached to the ground, and it's growing and it's sticking into the window. It's taking up space in the window. So since the tvua is attached to the ground and it's not going to be removed right away because it's not damaging to the wall, so therefore it reduces the size of the opening. If you have a spider web that has substance enough that it's taking up space, if you have the nevela of a kosher bird, so nevela of a kosher bird doesn't impart tumah until you decide to eat it. So you didn't decide to eat it, so it doesn't impart tumah, and therefore it reduces the size of the opening. Now, as far as a venivlas oifa tameh, if you have a non-kosher bird's carcass, so it needs two conditions in order for it to impart tumah. Number one, you have to decide to eat it. Number two, it has to come in contact with the zayim mashkim. So if you have the nivlat soif tameh, either shechishe v'leh, that you decided to eat it, but v'leh hechshira, it didn't come in contact with the zayim mashkim, so it's not susceptible, it doesn't impart tumah yet, or it came into contact with the zayim mashkim, but v'leh hechshira v'leh, you didn't decide to eat it. And these items, the nevela oif tar and the nevela oif tameh, even though it's usher to eat them, but it doesn't impart tumah until you actually make a decision to eat it and go against the lav. These items do not impart tumah, and therefore they take up space in the window and reduce the size from a tefach to less than a tefach and effectively block the tumah from spreading. And now we'll come to Mishnah Vav, which pretty much repeats just the opposite of what we learned. It's the opposite examples of items that elu she'ena mematim. The following items do not reduce the size of the tefach square. So like we said before, if you have a bone that's smaller than a barley corn in the window, but the rest of the room contains a minimum share of atzamos, So the bone in the window doesn't reduce the size. It's the same substance. Similarly, if you have pachas mikazayas in the window, but you have a full kazayas elsewhere in the room, the pachas mikazayas doesn't block and doesn't reduce the size of the window. If you have a full kazayas from the mace, it certainly doesn't block. It itself imparts the tumah. If you have a kazayas from a nevela, which is imparts tumah, tumas nevela, so it also doesn't block the tumas mace from spreading. If you have a adasha from a sheretz, the same concept. If you have an egg-sized piece of food, so that is now susceptible, it's large enough to be susceptible to tumah, and it came into contact with the Zion Mashkim, so it's susceptible to Tumah. So once it's susceptible to Tumah, it doesn't reduce the size of the opening to block Tumah from spreading. And if you have grain that's up against the wall, so it's damaging the wall, so it's going to have to be removed immediately. So it's not a permanent, it's not considered permanent in the permanently in the window, and therefore it does not reduce the size of the window, even though it's attached to the ground. If you have a spider web that doesn't have substance, if you have the nevela of a kosher bird that you decided to eat, so since you decided to eat it, it imparts tumah. It doesn't reduce the size of the opening to block tumas mace from spreading. And if you have the carcass of a non-kosher bird that you decided to eat and came into contact with the Zayin Mashkim, so all these things do not reduce the size of the opening. So now our Mishnah teaches us a few additional items that we didn't deal with in the previous Mishnah. The first of them is, if you have the vertical or horizontal threads from the loom when you're weaving, and they contacted Saras, so since they're Tame, because they contacted Saras, they don't prevent Tumas Mace from spreading. Neither a brick that comes from a Besa Pras, Divir a Meir, according to a Meir. So a Besa Pras is a field that had a kever in it, had a grave. And you plowed over the field. So Chazal will worry that maybe your plow dragged along a bone the size of a barley corn, an Etzem Kisayra, and schlepped it elsewhere in the field. And therefore, Zakt Chazal, the rest of the field has a status of Safek Tumas Mace, and up to a distance of 100 amas from the site of the grave. Now, what happens if you took that dirt? So the dirt, clods of earth, are subject to this tumma. However, if you broke it down and you made a brick out of it, Zakt Meir, the brick has the same status as the soil. Just like the soil is subject to this tumma's base of pras, so too the brick. However, the Chum say no. The brick reduces the size of the opening because the dirt is tar. In other words, if you took this brick and you reduced it down to dust, it's not going to impart tumah from the Beis HaPras. The Chachamim said that the only tumah on a Beis HaPras is on the original clods of earth in their original state. So once you break it down into dust, even if you later kneaded it into a new clod or a new brick, it's going to reduce the opening because it no longer is subject to that tumas beis apras. Zeh klal, and now the Mishnah sums up the concepts of both Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav. Hatar memayit, if you have a tar item in the window, it's going to reduce the size of the opening. Vatame, if you have a tame item, enam memayit, it's not going to reduce the size of the opening in the window.